only a guess. Do you know what it's like to hate when it's way down deep inside? Oh God, I hate what's been done to my life. I feel the pain. Ruin my salvation. Ruin my mind. Through your pains. Rulers of the night. Ruin your salvation. Ruin your mind. Ba da ba 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 da da. Only a guess. Chicago. I ain't no Al Capone. There's a windy city in my bedroom alone. I said I don't live in Chicago. Bitch took my money and she went to Chicago. If I ain't already enough sick and alone, but if it's all right with you, and if it's all right, yes I will. Oh, come on, babe.
Go ahead.
To the kill. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam, and we've been playing a selection of tracks from Violent Femmes' self-titled debut, originally released in 1983, and it's celebrating a 40th anniversary. They're doing a tour. It's also getting a picture disc reissue on vinyl.
Yeah, and this is the first reissue of the record since its 20th anniversary back in 2003. In fact, that's where we heard that last track from, a live rendition of Gone Daddy Gone, which was a sizable hit for the band back in 83, 84 when it started getting some airplay. Nowhere near as much as the big hit from this one. We'll talk about that in a moment, though. Although what's interesting is that song actually incorporates some lyrics from a Willie Dixon number in the famous ending line. And of course, not only does it feature the bass and the snare drum and the acoustic guitar that is well known for the Violent Femmes, but also features some bells there as well. Actually, a xylophone, I should say, performed by Brian Ritchie, the bass player.
Something really interesting about especially the early Violent Femmes records is it is so stripped down. Like, acoustic guitar, bass, and not even a full drum set. Just a snare.
Just a snare. Like, it really is as minimalist as you can get. And there's a certain intimacy with these songs, which I think isn't present with a larger, fleshed-out sound. I really do feel, as per the origin of so many of these songs, it's like someone is singing directly to you, or you're hearing someone performing by themselves in their basement or their bedroom. In fact, that's where the majority of these songs were written, by Gordon Gano in his own bedroom. And he actually recorded many demos for this in his bedroom as well.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because a lot of these songs are very impassioned. You can tell that they're written by a very angry 18-year-old because they're full of self-doubt, they're full of angst, they're full of sexual frustration. But unlike the trappings of so many young songwriters who write with those sort of themes in mind, there's a lot of humor and a lot of intelligence in here as well. So you have this great balance of pathos and accessibility in the songs, where I think it definitely paved the way for a lot of musicians thereafter. I can definitely hear where bands like Beat Happening or a lot of the early alternative groups from the 1990s came from, hearing these bedroom pop songs. In fact, I think really the term bedroom pop, by and large, came from the notion of a band like the Violent Femmes recording and writing music the way they did.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just trying to imagine, like, when this came out. Because, like, there was so much 80s music at the time, and this is just cut straight down to the basics.
Exactly. No distorted guitars, no wet-sounding reverb drums, just as bare bones as you can get. Kind of being more punk than a lot of punk rock itself. And the band was kind of a mainstay in Milwaukee in the music scene in 1981. They went to play at a lot of cafes and a lot of different venues. But as mentioned, in 1982, they were spotted performing outside of a Pretenders concert by the guitarist of that group, recommending them to Slash Records. They got a record contract in 1982, and the rest is history. We should mention some of the other songs before we get into more history about the group. Prior to Gone Daddy Gone, we heard three tracks from the album proper. We heard To The Kill, which is a very visceral, very angry song, if there is no better way to describe it. It's visceral. We also heard two rather sweet and yet also sardonic songs with Prove My Love and Promise. You know, it's not saccharine. It's not sweet like that. It's always underscored by this type of bitterness in Gordon Gano's vocals and in his lyrics. And it creates some very intelligent and humorous songs. But there was a lot of songs that Gordon Gano would not release on this record that would see the light of day on future releases. And we were talking about this. It's really weird that Gordon Gano was actually a very devout Christian, or at least he was at the time when the band first formed. And so he had a lot of religious songs. But because he had this wide range of secular songs, he was more known for that. Definitely the other members of the band preferred that material. They were not religious in their own right. And so when they signed to Slash Records, the bass player, Brian Ritchie, was very adamant, our first record is going to feature no spiritual songs whatsoever, the secular material, And then by the time the second record came around, then it included some more spiritual songs, mm-hmm. and the rest of their discography always had at least one Christian or spiritual-leaning song thereafter. But it's so weird from an artist who's singing lyrics like you hear in Blister in the Sun, yeah. and some of these other songs, and also someone who revered songwriters like Lou Reed and Jonathan Richman of the Modern Lovers. He was a huge fan of all of them, mm-hmm. Iggy Pop as well, and yet he also had this very spiritual side of him, and I believe he still does to this day, although I don't want to speak to that authentically because I'm not 100% sure about it.
You can definitely hear that on the albums, and you can even in these songs when he doesn't specifically sing about those things, it's there, and there is something deeper that's kind of in all the songs.
I think there's a longing for something, yeah. something beyond the surface, and maybe that's what made it so palpable. Especially on this record, because without the idea of religion being there, there's just that sense where I think, like a lot of young people, they want to believe there's something more to this world than what they see, more to their existence than just the humdrum of school and sexual frustration. There's something more to achieve, and this album really encapsulates that, perhaps more than any other record. Maybe I'm just speaking from my own experience, but this record feels more like being a teenager than any other record I've ever heard in my life.
Well, maybe we should leave it at that. But one thing I just wanted to add is, regardless of that, this album proved Gordon Gano as a unique songwriter in a world of so many unique songwriters, so distinctive with his style. And it would continue on future albums, including up to, we were talking about this, we've been playing it on the show. The most recent Violent Femmes albums, there's still some really interesting stuff they're doing.
Yeah, I would argue actually their last few records have been some of the strongest of their career. Long-stemming band, definitely a cult favorite for sure. You know, we did talk about some of the major hits. Blister in the Sun is definitely one of them. It's been played ubiquitously and still is on alternative radio stations. And I would argue there's four big songs on here. In addition to Blister in the Sun, Kiss Off, Added Up, and the previously heard Gone Daddy Gone have been very popular songs in their own right and are all great songs, none of which we could play on their original album version because they're just way too popular. That's why we stuck with the live version of Gone Daddy Gone. But we're going to actually play some cover versions of some of those other popular songs, starting off with a band from Halifax, Nova Scotia called On Film with their rendition of Blister in the Sun. This is Adam and Dave on Revolution Rock and CJAM 99.1 FM. Something won't let me make love to you.
My stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. I stay with sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one.
I will pray day after day. I will walk and I will pray.